Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to you all. This is the Business Day Spotlight, your destination for African business made simple. My name is Mudiwa Gabaza, and for today, we are getting into the world of payments, talking to one of the fastest growing payments companies in South Africa, that is Peach Payments. They have just announced an exciting new deal where they have agreed to acquire West African payments platform PayDunia, and that's opening up opportunities for them in Francophone Africa. So on the line today, we are joined by the teams from both sides of that transaction. We are joined by Raul, who is from Peach Payments, as well as Aziz, who is from PayDunia. Raul, let me just begin with you, around this Peach Payments. We've been following your story, for some time. I was just checking our records. We last spoke to you in October 2023. And funny enough, at that time, the conversation we were having was about the fact that you guys were looking you guys were looking to expand your operations into Africa. So it's quite fortuitous that we are talking to you today, maybe more than a year later, around this specific acquisition. Maybe you could just talk to us very quickly. First, the elevator pitch on Peach Payments for those that might not know, and then secondly, rationale for making this specific acquisition.
Sure. Yeah, Mudiwa, what does Peach do? We are a payment service provider. We provide payment solutions to businesses that want to sell a product or service, either through their digital channels, like a website, an app, or even in store through card machines and other tools that can enable payments in the store environment. So if you think of commerce in general, Mudiwa, payments at the heart of enabling people to transact with each other, with businesses, citizen to government, government to citizen. And Peach as a platform provides all the tools and services that these businesses, governments, even individuals will need to make these transactions possible.
And then the rationale for getting into this specific market?
So, you were saying we spoke in October 2023. I think at that time we had just closed our Series A investment round, Mudiwa. And maybe that, your question was, hey, how do you plan to use this capital? What do you do with this? I think Peach's ambition has always been to try and build a Pan-African player. In Africa, we have 1.4 billion people across the continent. More than 60% of the population is below the age of 25. We believe that the future consumer globally sits in Africa. And how do we provide a solution that can cater to all of these people? The challenge is there are 54 markets with almost that many different regulatory environments. So what we found is, in a couple of markets, we grew organically. We went ourselves. But as you go deeper into Africa, you start to realize that even within Africa, local context changes, socioeconomic factors change. So finding the right partners that have the expertise on the ground, can understand these markets, and almost have the same vision as you to build this, I think for us, that was the biggest rationale. And then, as we started to look at markets across Africa, Aziz and I think Aziz, we spoke almost a year ago and started to explore this idea. And from there, we found that, okay, our vision and our plans align for growing or building a platform that spans across the continent. And today with PayDunia joining, the Peach team, we will be present jointly across 11 countries through Southern and now Western Africa. And we are able to serve businesses who want to access consumers across these markets. So, another stat is we will be able to serve 450 million consumers across these markets.
Aziz, keen to get you in here. You've been in business, to my understanding, for the last 10 years, having started Pay Dunia back in 2015. What attracted you to, having that conversation with Raul? Why did you decide to get involved with Peach Payments?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, well, as Raul said, we have discussion last year. You know, we spent, as you say, 10 years in this business. And the particularity of our story is that we built that business without any fundraising. You know, it was just love money. We start with that. So we built a profitable business since from day one. So it was for us the aim to build a business that can be suitable across decades. So at one point, you also need to think about what is the next step. How do we move fast, or how do we move far from what we build by ourselves? So we was looking for a partner. I prefer that term, is partner, in his first time. So someone who maybe have more experience or more structuration, more a bigger, better platform that can help you. You know, our business is mobile money led. We also have seen more traction in card transaction. So we also need to develop that expertise, and this is where also Peach can help us. So that was just that we was aligned on what each other was looking for. We was looking for a partner that can help us to do better transaction on card. We was looking for a partner that can also help us to fuel the growth that we are looking for. And we also was looking for a partner that, you know, in our region, in Francophone Africa, regulations and market are going to be more maturated. So all of these things, we will say that at one time, okay, we need to move step and have someone also who can help us to achieve, to address all of that challenge. So this is where we have certain discussion, and we think that at a time that fit more to what we was looking for. So we just decide to on that.
All right. It is a very interesting tie-up. And I really, like the fact that, you have two companies from different parts of what you call this, two businesses from different parts of the continent coming together, in this particular way, and helping to spread, payments and make digital inclusion, a better thing when it comes to payments. Raul, I'm very keen to get your sense from a strategic point of view, what place you see, this business. We've obviously spoken about the geographic aspect, which gets you guys into a number of, a number of countries. I think, the fact that Aziz and team were able to, bootstrap and create a profitable entity, from so early on, does seem like quite an attractive venture. But the fact that, something like Pay Dunia is available, Senegal, Cote d'Ivoire, Benin, Burkina Faso, Togo, and Mali, you've got the geographical spread piece. But the one that I was most curious about is, how do you see their payment stack complementing your current payment stack?
Yeah, thanks, Madiba. I think, as you said it really well, I think we looked at this as a complementary partnership, right? There are things we can learn from Aziz and the team. They've dealt with mobile money for a long time. We are now present in Kenya. As an example, we are looking at East Africa. We can leverage some of their experience around mobile money and learn from that and, smoothen the road for us a little bit in markets which are more mobile money heavy. So I think that shared expertise that we will generate across the two businesses will give us a really good grasp on the core technology, the core expertise that you need for payments, which is very fragmented across Africa. The other big thing for us is, in their markets, you have relative currency stability. You know, the growth opportunity is massive in Cote d'Ivoire and Senegal. So the way we think about it strategically is, you know, Aziz and the team will continue to drive growth in their markets as interest increases for these countries from a global merchant perspective. Today, the combined business of Peach and PayDunia becomes a lot more attractive to a global merchant trying to access consumers in Africa or to launch. So not that we work with them right now, but like a Netflix or a Spotify, as soon as they start to think about, hey, who do I partner with that can give me payments in multiple countries, I think together that strategic value is quite significant. And I think, even from an operations perspective, we never saw this as saying that, this won't be a one-sided relationship. I know Aziz mentioned that, hey, we can also bring a lot to the table. But the way I looked at it is we will also learn a lot from the PayDunia team. So I think that's something we are also very excited about.
I can definitely see that the mobile money aspect is probably, you know, an interesting territory for you guys, to get to your point just now. And one of the biggest, I like the fact that you're talking about, you know, certain companies such as the Netflix and Spotify, because one of the biggest debates or, you know, discussions around mobile money is interoperability. Making sure that what people are doing on mobile money is able to then translate into a lot of what are considered the mainstream, the mainstream e-commerce platforms that are out there, making sure that, mobile money is as good as any other payments rail, that's out there, right? So, yeah, your thoughts just around that and how you are going to beef up what they're doing, complementing with the fact that this is essentially your business already?
Yeah, Madiba, I want to jump in there and actually talk about something. You know, we talk about a lot about financial inclusion, right? And I think from our perspective, not that we're trying to pitch this as a financial, like Peach is in financial inclusion, but the idea of financial inclusion is not just about access to banking or access to financial services. It is also about being able to use what you have as a store of value for access to products and goods and services as well, right? So I think you brought up a really important point on why don't we see mobile money as a payment method on global merchants? Why don't we see? I think of helping bridge that technological barrier is something that also was a big part of our thinking to say, okay, how do we make it easier for people in Africa to pay for things that they want to purchase? Why do you need a card if that's not what's prevalent in your market? Now, on your question, I forgot your question.
the question was the value that you then bring having those relationships with a lot of these e-commerce platforms, etc., and then tying that up with the mobile money aspect, because those linkages need to be made.
Absolutely. I think we have a lot of work ahead of us in connecting our two platforms, in aligning on a lot of things. So, you know, this is just the start of the journey. What I can say is, you know, in the past few hours, as we've announced this, we've already started to see, I've had people message me saying, hey, we're working with you in South Africa. Let's talk about these markets, you know? So I do see that interest, that once that awareness grows, merchants, these are real problems businesses are facing, and they don't want to work with 20 partners in 20 countries. If one partner can help solve it for them across 11 countries, they're very happy to do that. So I think that value proposition is going to be incredibly powerful for the joint business.
All right. Aziz, please could you, because in South Africa, mobile money hasn't taken off the way that it has in other parts of the continent. I grew up in a country where mobile money is the mainstay. So I 100% agree and understand where mobile money comes from and the value that it can have. But right now, from a mobile money and paid dunya point of view, what are people able to do on the platform? And also at the same time, what are some of the growth items that you want to add, you know, to the paid dunya platform now that you are going to be part of the Peach family?
Yeah, well, you know, when we start the journey, I mean, you know, it was just because of some frustration. I was 12 years ago, I was looking to build a website and I lost a women association to receive payment for their online business that was doing e-commerce. So we start paid dunya as the PayPal for Francophone Africa. So allows e-merchants, African e-merchants to receive payments, but with the local mean. So that's mean in our market, mobile money. So we start first by providing solution for e-merchants. But as you probably also know, in Africa, mobile money, e-commerce is still not that much huge, so you can build a reliable business on that. So we was having that infrastructure. We plug a lot of payment solution there, et cetera, et cetera. So we start finding that we have a lot of potential to help other industries. This is where we also Raul was talking about financial inclusion. So I think in Africa, we have, we still have a lot of things to build, and about development of a country, it's about business. It is about the goods and services. And when you talk about goods and services, you need to pay them. So we start thinking about how can we help our country to, in that move. So we start redesign our platform, our services, in order to allow another industries to start receiving or collect or disburse payments. So we start rebuilding a product that allows collections and build product that allows disbursement. So we start now spreading our industry. We start providing services to logistics. We start providing payment to businesses in education, tourism, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and administration and all of these things. So finally, we come from a certain perspective for e-commerce, and we found that we can be more helpful for our continent in order to allow all of these industries to now empower the mobile money services. And after that, we also start now thinking about, okay, what is the next step? Because currently we are providing online payments. So as Raul also was saying, so they are providing payments for businesses online. And now the next move for us also is about how to think now to provide in-presence payments. So we start since in our region, since 2-3 years now, we have a QR code that is using more and more in our market. So the next step for us is also that. And we also currently we start a kind of pilot with a new product, so that based on QR code. So it is the same aim, but in presence. So you will come in the store, you just scan your QR code and you choose your mobile money that you want to pay. You put your fingerprints and it's done. So this is the next step that we want also to move on. And we also hope that, as I say, we can now be more powerful on card payments, because we know that in certain industry that we still not address currently, like luxury, like even tourism, etc., the card payments, even we are in our country, Francophone Africa, the main payment means is card. So this is the next step for us. Being better in card processing allows in payment in store payments also.
Yeah, Listening to the two of you talking, you know, Aziz and Raul, it really does seem as if this was, I don't want to use the words match made in heaven, but, you know, certainly a good, you know, synergistic platform to create, you know, between the two businesses, because on both sides, you know, it's quite easy to see, you know, what the attraction was, you know, you know, to each other. You know, it's a complementary, you know, type of transaction, because there's something that, you know, each side can benefit, from the other. At least, that's my sense just listening to the two of you talking. Raul, you guys have been expanding in Africa. This is the latest, you know, acquisition. To my understanding, you also have a presence, you know, in other parts of, you know, in other parts, of the continent, you know, such as, I believe, Mauritius, Kenya, and I think, Eswatini. From a structure point of view, how has your structure, evolved? Because usually in such situations, businesses such as yours will make use of a hub and spoke type of model. You know, maybe what you call this, Dakar becomes the hub for your West African operations, then Kenya, you know, the East Africa, all of that stuff. Whereas other companies will then say, no, it's fine, we can use a federated model, and each country just becomes its own operation. But, you know, you've been on this journey for quite some time now. You know, how has, you know, your structure evolved?
I think for us, you know, it'll be a mix of the two. And, you know, countries where we've gone organically ourselves. So Kenya, Mauritius, Eswatini. We're doing some work in Madagascar. We're looking at DRC and, you know, some of these opportunities. I think those we continue to run as speech payments and, you know, build that. I think it's also important to recognize and understand that language is different in Francophone Africa. You know, again, as I said, Africa is very local to that country and market. So we have no misconception that we are the experts. You know, so I think as Aziz and I were chatting about it, and, you know, Paydunia will continue to run, as you mentioned, in that federated model, where they almost run independently for the next 2 years, and we continue to grow as we learn more, and then we'll decide how we bring the two closer together operationally. I think the idea right now is to leverage each other's strengths and say, hey, what can we help you with? What can you help us with? How do we grow the two businesses? And Aziz, Yuma, Christian, they're there with us on the journey. So, you know, we all put our heads down and try and grow the combined platform together.
And the other curiosity, you know, tied to that is from a skilling point of view, right? Because you also have to, you know, fill the ranks of this increasingly growing organization. Is that something that you think can be headed from a, you know, Peach Payments head office, you know, point of view, almost directing the type of skills that are needed in each operation, or something that can be done at local level?
You know, I think we look at that. Again, I want to differentiate between the operations that we grew organically, because there, let's say we have country managers and, you know, we have local teams in sales. And as the business grows, we start to hire more locally. And then we can always leverage economies of scale through the product or services that we already have, you know, in the business. But I think in the case of, you know, Paydunia, again, our joint strategy is really around, hey, what can we help you with? If there is expertise that we can bring to the table that we have in the, as you said, the top ranks at Peach, we're more than happy to contribute. But we will also, you know, Aziz and Yuma and us have worked on a plan to say, hey, okay, what skills do you need in the business? Can we go out and hire those? So part of, you know, I think Aziz said earlier that we can help fuel the growth. Part of the fueling the growth is also assisting with some of those hirings and things like that. But at this point, you know, we've got our hands full. They've got our hands full. We want to make sure that, one, we're not duplicating stuff across the teams, but it would be presumptuous of us to assume that, oh, we can handle everything with them. So that's kind of the approach we've taken.
All right, cool. Before I let, the two of you guys go, a couple of things. Firstly, for Aziz, you started off Paid Dunya with the goal, with the intention of building a PayPal for Francophone Africa. How do you feel about, obviously, it's an impressive story, you know, how much progress you guys have been able to make, over the 10 years, especially given the fact that, this was a largely bootstrapped operation. Do you still have appetite to maybe get into a couple of other countries, or are you okay with maybe focusing on the countries that you're in and just adding, to the stack that you already have?
Yeah, definitely. I think that we have we still have that vision. So, and currently we are even working on expansion of Central Africa. So we will start by Cameroon and we will go across we have our financial economic region here that where we use 8 country uses of. In Central Africa, you also have Francophone Africa that use also, that called ZAF. It's about 5 countries. So we also go this year in Cameroon and also adding more and more countries. So we still have that vision. We will still have the same strategy that by going in country where we found that there is also business opportunity to still keep that rigorous approach that we have on financial, that we are sure that in country can be also positive. So we still have that same strategy. We will still going in a new country. And we also, the aim also is to go deeper in country where we are currently. We think that there is also a lot of room of growth in Cote d'Ivoire, for example. We are headquartered in Dakar, Senegal, and only Cote d'Ivoire is about 2.5 times the GDP of Senegal. And we still have a lot of room to grow in Cote d'Ivoire also. So I think that with that new product, with the new people that we also can bring in the business, we can go deeper in that, but still going also having that expansion across Francophone Africa.
And certainly hope that we see even more, of that growth happening and that the plan that you've just outlined materializes, especially, some of those, Central African ambitions. And then also at the same time, bedding down the current operation. So, I think as the youth would say, more power to you and your team. Raul, maybe we can end with you. You guys have proven, quite acquisitive in the last year. And all of that is off of the back of that, quite impressive Series A funding round from back in 2023 when you and I last spoke. Where are you guys now in terms of, your funding requirements? Because some people might be rushing ahead and trying to get to either a Series A extension or straight to a Series B. Others would say, we're just going to pause right now. And if we need any funding, we're going to go more on the debt side of things and, try to get, and just fund ourselves, from, debt instruments and that type of thing. Whereas others would say, we like where we are and we think we can use what we're generating to, just put back and just grow the operation organically. So just your thinking around, the funding aspect and then the organic versus inorganic growth.
Yeah. No, I think, Madiba, as Aziz mentioned, even we hadn't really raised a lot of capital in our history and bootstrapped it. I think what we've done over the past year and a half is really invest in geographic expansion, in building capability. So, you know, last year we launched in-store, which we never did, which is card machines and, you know, payment terminals. We've also, you know, overall beefed up the organization. I think for us, from a future strategy perspective, we've invested a lot. We need to now, you know, also focus on the ROI a little bit. So, and we look at each thing as its own standalone. So we use funding to accelerate growth, not to cover burn or holes, right? So if there are holes or burn in the business, then that has to be dealt with at a business level. You know, we don't want to rely on investor capital for that. So getting the business to EBITDA positive is a big focus for us this year. Continuing to rationally look at how do we build a sustainable, profitable business across the continent. And in that journey, if we find opportunities to accelerate growth with further capital, you know, we've got a good set of investors. We've got Apis Partners, the IFC, South Suez. You know, there's a whole bunch of other investors on the table. The access to capital is not a challenge for us. I think in Africa, we sometimes get distracted with, oh, is this a unicorn or not? You know, I've said it before, you need to build cockroaches, right, that can survive in the long run. And you know, that's the journey we are on. You know, it's a bit of a roller coaster, to be honest.
I like that. I like that analogy. And I think that's a great place, you know, for us to end just that conversation between Peach Payments and PayDunia. Just understanding, you know, that acquisition, Peach Payments now having agreed to buy out, you know, PayDunia, which is based in Dakar, and getting some insight, you know, from, you know, two founders around the conversations that have been had behind the scenes leading up, you know, to this transaction, listening, you know, to both Raul and Aziz talking about how complementary their two businesses are. And it certainly does sound, you know, like that, you know, Peach Payments and its, you know, payments stack and payments business really complementing what PayDunia is doing on the mobile money side of things and giving them that entry into the Francophone Africa market. Also understanding how these two businesses are hoping to then grow, you know, with each other, how that then affects the structure that Peach Payments has in place. Raul just giving us a sense to say there's been a bit of a parallel strategy that they've been using between, you know, the businesses that they go and have been building organically themselves as Peach Payments versus businesses that they acquire, and how that then feeds into, you know, the structure going forward. At the end of the day, Peach Payments is looking to build a Pan-African ecosystem. That's my read of the situation. And, you know, just making sure that they are present in all the major regions, you know, on the continent, and, you know, even crossing some of those language barriers. So that's been it. We were in conversation with Raul, who's from Peach Payments, as well as Aziz from PayDunia. And, you know, very excited just to see how this goes on going forward. Yet another example of the fact that fintech continues to be, you know, a major driver of investment and startup activity on the African continent. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Madiba.
Thank you very much.
And that's been it for this edition of the Business Day Spotlight. Remember that you can find our latest podcasts on Business Live. That's under the podcast Business Day Spotlight tab on Twitter with hashtag BD Spotlight. And remember that you can review and subscribe for free on iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, or wherever you choose to get your pods casted. Thank you to our amazing team. I've been Mudiwa Gavaza of the Business Day and Financial Mail. And this has been another edition of the Business Day Spotlight, which is a multimedia live production. introduction. So from myself and the rest of the team, it is good evening, good afternoon, and good morning.